Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
This up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas proud.
We had a late night because of the Rockets. Too bad. Too bad. Welcome to Thursday. Do you have a city in Texas that is that's just, if you had to move anywhere in the state, this is the least likely that you would move there, like the place you would least rather be?
Well, I've already been there, so that's how I came to that conclusion, and it is the city of Austin.
See, that's what I was going to say. Why is it Austin? Why is it
again,
Austin?
Because I live there. So I know firsthand.
When did you live there?
What terrible years? It is. 2008 to 2010.
That's a while ago now. It's gotten worse. Don't worry. It's gotten worse.
We've gone the opposite direction.
It's gotten worse. It's got more expensive. It's got more crowded. It's got more pretentious. And it's one of the few cities in the United States where you can find fully autonomous vehicles. The Waymos. You know what this is.
I didn't know we had Waymos in Texas.
Austin has them, some Waymos.
Whoa.
If you're ever in Austin and you want to roll the dice and try a fully robo-car experience, you can get it. The problem is they have Waymos in Austin, and some people are trying them out. And they are having some interesting experiences. This woman says her Waymo came to a dead stop in the middle of the highway and trapped her in the vehicle.
We're in a Waymo. It was going the wrong way. We called customer support. It stopped us right here and wouldn't let us out of the car. And we kept saying, hey, we're on a highway, please. Cars kept honking at us and it would not move. It would not let us out. No one from customer support would actually move the Waymo. So now we're walking on Mopac and our Waymo is still there. This is insane, Waymo.
It went the wrong way on Mopac.
It was going the wrong way?
It was going the wrong way on Mopac. It pulled over to the side of the road, trapped them in there. They couldn't get out of it. Eventually, they popped it. They were stuck walking. A great story. A great story. That makes me feel so good about not only the idea that you could get in a Waymo, but even if you're not in a Waymo, even if you're not, that is terrifying. That's not what I'm looking for. And as if that wasn't weird enough, the state of Texas has announced that driverless semis are now rolling out. Self-driving 18-wheelers. Katie's jaw hits the ground.
Who greenlit that?
Who in the world thinks that is a good idea? Like a five-ton robot.
I'm sorry. Do you not
rolling
read
down the road?
Personal injury lawyer billboards when you're driving around town? How they've given out billions of dollars?
It's about to be billions more, Katie.
It will be, because even the small cars run people over.
Congratulations on your legal riches, you guys.
Is there like a time they're going to be on the road? A time that we can avoid them?
Yeah, can you just give us a clock?
Can you put a giant sign on it that says no driver inside?
Just the roadside signs, light them up and say, hey, they're here.
No, you know, instead of the, hey, help wanted or how's my driving? Just say no driver inside. Please use caution.
Run.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Whoa. Jelly Roll might get a full pardon for his crimes.
Wow. Wow. I think he's earned it.
He's been very honest about his past.
Yeah.
Served time for drug crimes. Still has a felony conviction for aggravated assault on his record. That's why he couldn't live on that golf course.
Yeah, it's been a problem. And again, this isn't because he's famous. I think he's, number one, I just think.
Oh, I think it helps.
That definitely
that
helps.
He's tremendously famous.
But in what he's done, the outreach, all that, I mean, come on, the dude's paid for it. I feel Which like he's paid for his crimes.
He's been able to do.
Because he's extremely famous. Yes.
The Tennessee Board of Parole just recommended Jelly receive a full pardon, so his past crimes would no longer be on his record.
That would allow him to live on a golf course, which, you know, was a...
Like, and he has trouble traveling.
Yeah.
Remember.
Can't get to Canada.
Perform shows like abroad. Yep. Huge hurdle. So if his past crimes do get expunged, it's going to be a massive weight off of his
It's going to be the Jelly Roll World Tour. that he has always wanted to do, which is
like immediately.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Aren't sure there are places like already lined up.
No doubt. No doubt in my mind.
Nashville Sheriff Darren Hall spoke on behalf of Jelly at the parole meeting, and he posted this after. 1 year ago, I wrote Governor Bill Lee asking for a full pardon for Jason Jelly Roll DeFord. Today, the board unanimously recommended his pardon. It is now in the hands of our governor.
Okay.
Also cool, easy health tips. These are my kind of health tips. If intermittent fasting is too extreme, if you've tried it and it's just really not for you for whatever reason, maybe you forget, maybe you can't go the lengths of time that you're supposed to, there's a new study out that found just skipping carbs for 1 day a week might help you lose weight and burn more fat.
Like a carb-free day?
Yeah, they say fasting works by forcing your body to tap into stored fat.
Yeah.
And the study found that going carb-free for a full day, no bread, no pasta, none of that, might have a similar effect, even if you're eating the same number of calories. They say it's because bodies burn carbs first, since they're easier to digest. But when you eat them constantly, your body's going to lean on them more for energy instead of burning fat. So giving your system that carb-free day breaks the cycle.
Okay.
Even 1 day a week helps. And doing it more often, like every few days, might be even better.
Well, I would think so. Like if you can make it 2 or 3 days,
and
you know.
You've probably heard of this in a different way. When people are on any kind of diet and they plateau,
yeah,
they'll be like, man, I binged on whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then I started to see the weight go back down.
It's because
you've shocked your system and then you go back to whatever your norm is, right? And then sometimes that really helps people.
Okay.
You know what doesn't help our children?
What's that?
Cocoa melon. Cocoa melon is destroying our youth, and we're all just sitting back and allowing it to happen.
What are you talking about? Oh, stop it. Okay.
Influencers are going after cocoa melon, calling it crack for kids, which, to be fair,
yes,
it is.
It absolutely, I can't deny that.
The colors are too bright. The music is too loud. It's aggressive. It's fast paced.
It's designed to keep your kids' attention.
It's literally designed for that. Like, you can go and find the Moonbeam Entertainment people, is that, or Moonbug, whatever their name is.
Yeah.
They had something called like a Distractatron, and they run Cocomelon and this Distractatron on the side. And the Distractatron is like boring everyday life footage.
Yeah.
And as soon as the kids turn away from Cocomelon to the Distractatron, they make a note to make whatever that part is in that episode more enjoyable for children.
Yeah, it's the whole...
They have it down to a science.
It really, truly is. Like, they are building that show to... Which, of course, is why parents like the show. Because you turn it on...
watch it.
And it locks them in immediately.
It gets their attention.
Yeah.
Which is the whole point of turning on one of those tablets.
Right.
So, influencers are saying that it's causing overstimulation, playing into short attention spans that kids already have.
Oh, stop.
When kids get used to constant entertainment, they're going to struggle with things like boredom and quiet play.
I agree with that. But the problem is Cocomelon ain't the only ones doing
it. Exactly.
And influencers, I don't want to hear it from you.
You're living your lives online.
You guys are absolutely doing the same thing.
And you're using your children for content.
Yes, you are. And don't try to tell me that YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all these other places you park your kid aren't doing the same thing. They might not have a Distractatron. But that, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Same thing. It's kids TV. You have a problem with kids TV.
The problem is, really, when you turn the TV on.
Yeah. It becomes...
It doesn't matter if you're having them watch shows you grew up on, like Arthur or the Magic School Bus.
Yeah. The idea...
There are other things you could be doing to engage quiet play.
Yes, there is. It's just that is what television is built on, is getting you to watch longer.
I liked Cocomelon because my kids actually would tune out, but the songs kept playing.
Mm-hmm.
So they were learning some of these songs that they would then sing later, and I thought it helped them, like, with their memory,
yeah,
with some of these nursery rhymes.
Right.
The problem is they get real weird because they change them up. And then not all of it is bad. They talk about eating vegetables, being nice to each other.
Yeah, it's a kid's show.
Remember when everybody thought Barney had satanic messages?
Yes, I do, Katie.
And we were going to be morally bankrupt children?
Yes, I do. People thought that Barney was absolutely going to destroy a generation of kids. Maybe it did, who knows, but that's what they said.
It turned out okay.
Before that, it was Pee-wee's Playhouse. We said Pee-wee's Playhouse is of the devil. You can't let your kids watch it.
Caillou?
Oh, Lord.
Was turning kids evil because he was horrible.
I guarantee you can take it all the way back to probably Captain Kangaroo, because that haircut, you can't trust a man with that hair.
No. Peppa Pig. We talked about Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig story is unhinged.
There was someone recently that said she's so rude that kids shouldn't be watching Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
But I found a study from 2016 where somebody claimed children who watch 30 minutes of Peppa Pig per day have a 56% higher probability of developing autism.
Stop it.
That and is, they said it was inspiring kids to replicate her irreverent attitude toward authority.
It's been debunked. Okay.
Okay. All it's right. like, that All is right. not, that is not true.
That is trash.
That is absolutely false.
But Rose, it's, again, this is nothing new under the sun. Yeah, sure.
Kids it's everything TVs, in kids moderation. TV.
Yes, exactly. Use it as a tool. Use it for what you need to use it for.
And if you think, well, my kid is never going to watch any of these things, the catch 22 here is they have to start engaging with that stupid technology because that's what they use in schools
you gotta,
now.
You got
to
teach them an iPad.
Get it, then they're behind.
Yeah.
You cannot win. So just be mindful. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Everybody has been really close.
Yeah, very close.
These past few quizzes were like 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10. Mm-hmm. We have had winners in the past.
Certainly have.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Two names on the leaderboard. We'd love to add yours. And we'll help with that.
Right.
Whole process by giving you a free answer to Money Minute right now.
Okay. One of the greats.
Nothing gets to you. Staying fresh, staying cool. With Mentos fresh and full of life. Fresh goes better. Mentos freshness. Fresh goes better with Mentos fresh and full of life.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Okay, so that is your hint for today.
The clue. Just kidding. It's Mentos. Mentos. So go online, get signed up. We could be calling you at 825. Now you only need 9. And you get $100. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Alice.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
About to be amazing, we hope. So what's the deal with Jacob, anyway? How long have you known him?
Not some, like, crazy long time. Like, maybe 2 or 3 months, I think.
All right. How long has this been, like, a romantic thing? Like, the whole time?
No, not, like, the whole time. Like, maybe a couple of weeks. Oh. I wasn't that attracted to him at first. But then, like, I was with some friends at a soccer thing. And he was, like, killing it out there, I swear. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's weird. But, like, that competitive, aggressive edge just made me, like, see him in a different light, you know?
Really?
I swear.
Yeah, okay. Just that good at soccer.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Like, I feel like it had more to do with, like, the domination than the sport itself.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just my thing, I guess. I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't think I would have minded if he was out there playing, like, racquetball, so long as if he kept up the same, like, intensity.
People I know what you're talking about.
All right.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
All right.
It's a crazy turn on.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just like a man out there, like, wrecking shop, being a man. Like, getting all hot
chest.
And bothered. Yes.
All right.
Ugh, sweaty. Yes.
We try to keep this a family-friendly show. Yeah. Breathe.
So where do we go from here?
Just the usual stuff. Like, you know, lots of flirting and, like, eye contact. Like, he eventually asked me for some drinks, which turned into, like, a few more drinks and, well.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So your place or his? What did we do?
Well, we went back to my house, but it wasn't like that. Like, nothing happened.
Okay.
Oh.
Very cool. Taking it slow.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I had taken it slow, like, at the bar. We were there till, like, almost 2, and I convinced him to take a rumble shot with me.
Whoa. Oh, God.
What?
All right.
Why? Why do you guys do that?
I know. It was so good, though. It was super tasty. Oh, I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, taste is not the problem.
No,
man.
No.
It did sneak up on me, like, I'll admit.
It always does.
Yeah.
You owe me a rumple, Katie.
So when I was doing the Uber home, like, it hit me. Like, I thought I was going to be fine, but then all of a sudden, like, I was, like, closing my eyes, trying to let things settle.
Right.
Not think too hard, but then all of a sudden, like, everything was starting to spin around me, and I ended up puking in the hallway of my apartment.
Son of a...
Oh, no.
Great.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Like,
well,
I, you know, and that, like, obviously he's not setting the mood to, like, you know what.
To do anything.
Oh, God,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So take a shower.
Exactly.
Alone.
Bingo.
In shame.
Oh. He fell asleep on the couch, and then I ended up waking up in the bathtub.
There you go.
Well, not ideal. Yeah. Not ideal.
It's not ideal. So he leaves in the morning, right? So, like, I barely saw him, y'all, and I'm, like, embarrassed. So I was texting him, trying to, like, do damage control, right? Mm. Make some jokes, give it a few days and whatever.
Yeah.
And he still has not gotten back to me. It sucks.
God, hungover embarrassment really is the worst.
I just went, like, a little too hard. I know. But that's the thing. Like, it happens, you know? The fact that, like, you reacted the way you did shows, it happens a lot. Yeah. Like, it's no big deal, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's not
honestly,
bad.
I don't think I would do it again. I'm going to try to avoid it.
I hope. Good Lord. All right, well, let's...
I would try not to do it again.
I'm not filled with confidence here.
Something.
Well, we always try our best to get this done for you. We're going to call Jacob and see if we can't convince him to give you a second chance. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie. We'll talk to him around 7:25.
Houston, I have a problem.
I swear.
What a mess.
Rumplements has the worst track record.
One Rumplements song.
And the date is shot every time.
We know where it's headed.
Yeah, I don't need Jacob to elaborate, but that's
why we're here. It's so good.
Alice was pining after Jacob after she watched him wreck shop, she said, in a soccer game thing.
It was hot.
Very hot. They went out on a date, which also sounded very hot, and then got a little lukewarm when she puked in the hallway. So let's get Jacob on the phone, see if we can salvage this.
Sure.
Hey, is this Jacob?
Yeah, this is Jacob. What's going on?
Well, we're calling, I mean, hopefully, to repair a little bit of a burned bridge. I mean, assuming, hopefully, you will hear us out on this. It involves Alice.
Oh, God, no. Come on.
Just say yes.
Yes. This is a problem with peppermint schnapps, okay?
Not Alice.
Yeah,
not
it
Alice.
Could happen and has happened to anyone.
No. You know, that's not true at all. It wasn't even related to the Rumplements, like, at all. And even if it was, no girl could blame that level of crazy on a shoot. There ain't enough in the world.
No, there's plenty of crazy in the
agree
world.
Agree to disagree on that.
We have seen. So she had a little accident. It happens. Yeah, period.
Well, how do you guys even know? Guys, look, I don't mind the party. I don't mind the vomit. Mostly because we've all been there before. It was the paranoia I couldn't handle. When we were getting back to her apartment, she refused to come inside until I swept the place for murderers.
Jacob, you did not have to tell them that.
But Alice, you had him, what do you say, sweep your house?
She did. Yes. Yeah, for potential killers. She was doing that drunk girl voice. Come on.
I know. I can hear it in my head. Absolutely can hear it in my head.
I'm like, have you ever once actually found someone hiding in your apartment? If you're so worried about this, why don't you just have an alarm or a dog or something?
First of all, like, it was late at night, right? Two, like, sure, I mean, it's not happened yet, but, like, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
I get it.
You know? Like, I know guys don't get this, but, like, three, as far as the alarm goes or the dog goes, they're expensive and I'm renting. I don't need those things, like, when I have a baseball bat or, you know, a big strapping hulk of a man walking around with me.
Okay.
So,
get it, girl.
He could be anywhere, hiding in my closet, waiting on my patio.
Behind the shower curtain!
What are you talking about?
I'm with you.
Yeah. I live on the ground floor for crying out loud. Like, these things happen. You read about it all the time.
No, you do not. You might hear about one of these, like, every decade or something, but no one is in your house. That is in your head. You watch all those murder shows, and you end up thinking this is your future. It's not healthy. Mm. You know what it is? It's a debilitating phobia, and you need to cut it out.
No, because you don't get it because you're a man, right? Like, I live by myself. I'm being safe. People are legit nuts out there. Like, I'm sorry I wanted you to be, like, my literal knight in shining armor. My bad. Mm. I thought you were escorting me home to ensure my safety.
Mm. Sure, I mean, that's part of it, but, like, nah, think about it. What the hell am I going to do if I actually find a murderer?
Good question, Alice.
Will you get away or something?
Just for our records, Jacob, did you, in fact, clear the house for her?
I hope so.
Yeah, of course I did.
Look at this
She
guy.
Was smashed. She wouldn't go inside unless I went in first and literally checked everywhere.
She's drunk and loud, I know.
She could not be reasoned with.
Mm-hmm.
I went as far as to check under her damn bed like I was looking for freaking monsters.
Under the bed. Make sure they don't grab her
under the bed.
Feetsies.
Not that she noticed. She was puking her guts out by then.
Dude, I like this guy, though. He's playing along. And look, if you didn't at least kind of like her, come on, be real. You just have dipped.
You would have left, but you didn't. You stayed over.
True,
Jacob. You stayed
on the
over.
Couch, no less.
So I think you could be convinced here, right? To give it another shot.
Poor choice of words, but yes. And bonus, like you'll know exactly where to look for the mystery.
You know where
murderers.
The murdery spots are.
The murdery spots.
You know, I stayed overnight mostly just because I was trying to be a gentleman. You know, clean up after her, make sure she was all right in the morning. It just threw me for a loop. Is all. It's got to be pretty uncommon.
No.
Not to make myself sound like some sort of gigolo or something, but I've never encountered this before.
Of course
I've
not.
Been out with a lot of different women and it never come up.
You should take it as a compliment, honestly. Like, most women do this, yeah. I assure you. Yeah. Ask around.
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing we do just when we're used to being alone.
No more damn rumbles, though. I am drawing the line right there.
Fine.
In the yes.
Fantastic. Fine.
Thank y'all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
What's funny about this is I think she's correct.
Katie.
I think a lot of women do this. Do you hear me say shower curtain?
I assumed when you got there.
I can't.
Have you done that?
Of course I have. I do it to this day. It doesn't matter if Stuart's in the house. Like, I will always check behind the shower curtain before I sit down. Like, oh, man.
You sweep
no,
your
no,
house.
No, I don't play.
You sweep your house for murderers.
Yeah, if he's not home and he's out of town and I come back to an empty house, damn right I do.
Go to every corner.
Dang right. And I have dogs and I have an alarm and I'm still doing it.
You have cameras and everything. Nope.
Gotta be safe. The only thing I don't do is don't, like, go in the attic. But I'm talking about, like, anything on
that's
them?
Where they're obviously hiding. Yeah, they're obviously.
You know what? That takes a lot of work. And at that point.
That's incredible.
Game over.
Let's see how common this is. 713-881-5500. You make your man sweep the house for you? For murderers? Call us. Text us. Hear from you next.
Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Murderers at home.
All right.
Murderers in your house, potentially. Gotta sweep it, ladies.
Looking everywhere.
You know what I'm talking about.
Tracy, let's talk about house sweeping for murderers and such.
Well, first of all, those two, the way they talk, they're a match made in heaven.
It's not the most pleasing vocal tones. I can relate personally. Not everyone's voice is a match. It's a pot for every lid and so on and so forth.
And I hope he did, like, the finger gun, like, as he was clearing, too. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, like, jump in the room. Clear!
No, but yes, every woman wants to feel that sense of protection. And I know when my husband's out of town, like, I kind of do the
you
same
gotta
thing.
Do it. You got to do it.
All right.
Yes.
Or you like, can't relax.
What do you think?
Yes.
What's the upside if you actually found someone? Like, what do you do? You know, I mean, like, what if you
I'd rather go down
someone?
Fighting than go down sleeping.
Good point.
That or you scream like a high-pitched girl and you run out.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Just exactly. Give me a fighting chance, man. Jeez.
How fast are you? Okay.
Fast enough.
Good points. These are good points. So it is common. It is something that you as well will do and believe that all women do this.
Yes. Okay. No, we do.
Yeah.
And it's mainly because we love true crime so much.
I do think that plays a part in it. Well, if you're watching does. Murder shows all day, it's going to take a toll.
You're like narrating the newscast in your brain as you're doing it.
I saw this on ID last night. Thank you. Gloria, does it make sense for her to make a man sweep her house?
I think she's totally right.
Yeah.
When I was younger, my dad would make us wait in the car while he went inside and made sure there was nobody inside, and then we would go inside after him. And even to this day, married with kids, if my kids aren't home and I get home, I literally will check every room in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a license, like, I have my, and I'm like, nobody's going to get me.
I love that your dad did this. Like, he basically set you up for this for life.
He did.
Did he have an experience where maybe, like, at some point he did get home and someone was in the house? Like, what was it that made your dad do it?
Yeah, it's a good question.
So my dad lives in a bad part of town.
Ah.
And he refuses to move. Yes, so our house had gotten broken into plenty of times.
Got it.
When we were younger, so my dad has always been the type to say, no, you know what, let's go. I'm going to go in. I'm going to make sure nobody's in there. And then y'all can come in when I come out.
I'm going to double check this.
Interesting.
Oh, man.
Very interesting.
Man.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Huh. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. If you want to weigh in, hit us up.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Every woman just having a man sweep their house.
Or dad's just doing it.
Or dad teaches you. That's just the way. Raul, how do you feel about this trend?
Well, at least he was there. My wife, back then when I was dating her, we've been married 30 years. There have been several times where she'll call me and say, hey, look, someone's in the house. And there I go, out of my way, driving 20, maybe 30 minutes to get to her and see what they're doing wrong.
She says,
she won't call the cops.
She says there's someone in the house. Stop what you're doing and get back home. You gotta fix this.
It takes you 30 minutes to get there.
And then you walk the house, and what do you find, sir? Do you find someone in the house? Nothing. Nothing. Wow.
Nothing. And I go, did you call the cops? No, I prefer you to come over. I'm like, okay.
She wants it solved.
So it's one of those, I heard something. I don't want to look.
Don't want to be, can't be sure.
Well, you said it was when you were dating. Are you sure she wasn't just getting you back over, man? Like, hey, while you're here, hey, got some other things that need to be looked at.
No, that never happened.
No,
of course not.
Yeah,
of course not.
It's like, oh, hey, thanks, get out.
Yeah.
I'll go there expecting it, but. Yeah, nothing happens. So I'm like,
nothing for your troubles.
That is true frustration. Thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate it. Chelsea, we're talking having a man sweep your house. You got thoughts on it?
Yes. Well, yes. We have two dogs. One's a German Shepherd. We have an alarm system, but we do live on 11 acres.
Okay, a lot of land.
And I do have, yes. And we have, I'm my husband's 6'3", 220.
Big dude.
And my son's 6 foot.
Okay.
And he still goes in the house before us, just to make sure that everything's clear when we get home.
He does the sweep. You don't ask him to do it. He's like, no, this is part of our routine.
Okay.
Yes, he does the sweep. And it's also, too, because in our area, there have been a lot of human trafficking.
Oh,
and when they get busted, they scatter, and they're not caught. So one of our friends a mile down the road actually was held up at gunpoint by someone.
Good Lord. I'd sweep the house too then.
Yeah.
That's been my neighborhood. Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't until her brother came out and had to pull a gun on that guy that, everything was good. So, we live on 11 acres and we've had trespassers and stuff. So
you take it very seriously.
Down on our game counter.
Wow. Okay.
And, of course, we have a plethora of weapons and stuff, too.
Sure. But, see, it's stories like this
that
kind of lend credence to, okay, well, maybe you should.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be safe.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not take the extra 5 minutes, check behind the shower curtain?
Thing. I mean, no, crazy. You should probably double check.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. Yep. We appreciate it.
No problem. Bye.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Oh, this is Pepper. I talked to you guys the other day. I love your show.
Love you.
I love you.
So what do you think we're talking about?
Look, murderers. Girl, look, she needs to do what I do. I went and bought me a 45. So when I go in there, if anybody in there, hell, he won't be happy. And that's how it is.
You sweep yourself.
You can wait for him to come to you.
I sweep myself. I mean, hey, I carry. That's all she got to do is go get her freaking gun. And if anybody's in the shower, he going to be laying there.
Girl, you don't need no man. You don't need no man when you got a 45.
No, you might need to call him for something else after the fact.
Yeah, that's different.
Bring a shovel.
Hey, thank you so much. Brittany, all right, let's talk about sweeping houses. What do you got?
Never in my life.
Never?
What? Never?
Never.
Never. Never.
Okay. Okay.
But I have Billy on me at all times, so I'm always protected.
And Billy is what brand?
The 9 Millie.
Okay.
So I'm
like
protected.
Billy the 9 Millie. I love that. We're formulating alternate plans. I mean, you cannot bet on a man being around every single time. So, yeah, just a quick little room to room with Billy.
It's good to be prepared.
I think so.
I work from home, so I'm constantly at my house, and my husband's at work from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So,
well, you know, Billy.
No one's sneaking by you.
Billy will get the job done. I cannot deny. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Starting your day the Texan way. Mornings with Frito and Katie. Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I know this is not really for you. Like, you are not the target demographic. But if I say get ready with me videos, you know what I'm talking about. It's where a woman is walking you through all the steps of her makeup routine, talking about life. And
yes, I think we all know what that is. It's just, I don't understand it. Very popular genre.
People have like made entire careers out of that now.
People have made more money than we will ever make in our lives.
I'll ever see in my life.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's actually a lot funnier if the husband does the narrating.
Oh, Lord.
Here's Lauren Elena.
Getting ready with me. My name's Lauren Elena. I'm going to start potato chipping, clipping my hair.
Just regular clips.
Elf on the shelf, spray, scrub, rub, silver tube. On the eyebrows, going up, going up, going up.
No idea what he's talking about.
No clue. No clue what this
brown
is.
Brown stuff everywhere.
Brown stuff.
Look like a ghost. I'm scrubbing red clay on my face. It's really fast. This is going really fast. This is the finish. I know this finish spray. We're finishing, and it's hot. I'm waving my face, and that's me. Take my chip clips out. Hand me the bag. Let's eat.
That is her man, Cam Arnold, giving a play-by-play. And again, not understanding any part of what he's seeing.
That is gold. That's the best one.
It was
one
so
of those
funny.
Ever.
Even Lainey Wilson had to comment.
Mm.
She's like, yelling, right?
Too good. Yeah.
With
okay.
The crying, laughing emoji.
Now you're going to do one with Duck. I want to see Duck try to narrate this.
I'll bet you will.
No prep. No prep whatsoever. Just throw it in front of him. He has to say what he. That's. Yes. Yes, Lord, yes.
People magazine doesn't just crown the sexiest man alive. They also choose the world's most beautiful person.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And this year, it's 62-year-old Demi Moore.
Okay,
She had a really good year.
Yeah, she had a really good year. She's a gorgeous woman. I have nothing bad to say about that.
She tells people how she used to torture herself to stay in shape.
Mm.
I was so harsh and had a much more antagonistic relationship with my body.
That's right, because she was ripped.
And straight up, I was just punishing myself.
Mm.
Now she has a more intuitive and relaxed relationship. She says, I trust when it tells me it needs something to eat. I was thirsty. I listen to my body today and I have a lot less fear.
I love it.
I guess because you've made it, right?
Like, exactly. Yeah.
Why do I care?
You're good. You're good, man.
She added, I'm not perfect. I still do drink Red Bull. I do love it, but not many. One. That's
your vice?
Yeah, that's
Red Bull? Once in a while.
Red Bull?
That's the...
Probably sugar-free, too.
Okay. All right. Cool, man.
And we have to end with this because I ordered them.
Mm. What you got?
Usually, when we see these stories, I am able to exercise restraint.
Okay.
If I didn't have that ability, I would be so poor. I'd be poorer. Because we're always reading these stories about, this drop or, this new product
this
watch.
There's nothing that will suck money out of your account faster than the internet. All right. Like, period. Like, because, yeah,
exactly. there's Instagram ad.
So much stuff and it's all fun. It's all worth buying.
And this especially. Morgan Wallen and Post Malone plushies.
I'm sorry. Really?
They exist. And the reason I pulled the trigger is because they will not exist for long.
You bought them.
I bought them as a pair. So I saved some money. It all started on a TikTok account called Country Plushie, which has gone viral for them.
Right.
It was kind of a joke, I think. Like, they were putting them on the shelves at a Target. They were putting them at Spencer's.
These are incredible.
Where they pretended it came out of a McDonald's Happy Meal. They are Hello Kitty dolls.
Yes!
That look like Post Malone.
Yes!
And Morgan Wallen. And I mean, they look like them, but here's the thing. I'll bet Sanrio is litigious.
So Hello Kitty
will not stand for that.
I don't think these are going to last long at all.
And Post Malone and Morgan Wallen aren't involved in it either.
All these parties
are going to come together.
Who did this?
So if you want them, you have to get them quick.
Strike fast,
they're
y'all.
Only only $29.99, which is too much to pay.
That's nothing.
So funny. I had to.
That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible.
So what's the website, I hear you ask? Give me the website.
Yes.
Countryplushie.store.
That's it?
Countryplushie.store.
Get to it, y'all. Scoop them up. Scoop them up before they're gone.
They're still available because I just got some.
Oh,
but
wow.
But I don't think they'll be available long. Unreal. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Fredo and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Shannon, welcome to the Money Minute. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Everyone always says that, and I have to believe you. 10 questions. You got 60 seconds to get them right. And if you do, boom, success. Now, we're going to, if you run into a question that stumps you, you can pass. Just say pass. We'll come around to your passes at the end. But once you give an answer, you cannot change it. Does all that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do the dang thing.
What candy is also called the Fresh Maker?
Mentos.
What are the dying words of Charles Foster Kane in Citizen Kane?
I have no idea.
What legendary British band is known for the album Abbey Road?
Beatles.
Where is Stonehenge?
In Ireland. No. Oh. Yes.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson.
What does SUV stand for? SUV.
Sports Utility Vehicle.
The what system breaks down food to release nutrients in your body? The what system?
Digestive.
What does pH measure in a solution? pH.
Acid and alkaline.
What do you call a person who eats fish but not meat?
Pescatarian.
A nonagon is a shape with how many sides?
Nonagon?
Very solid.
Yeah,
very, very solid, Shannon.
That was great.
Let's see how we did.
Well,
okay.
We did not know Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane and Rosebud.
The dying words of Charles Foster Kane.
You know what? I was thinking Rosebud. Yeah.
Yes.
That's one of those things that you might have lodged at the back of your brain.
It's in there somewhere. Yeah, exactly.
Where is Stonehenge?
See,
you said Ireland.
I was going to say Ireland as well.
It's in England.
Okay.
You know, I realized that after I said Ireland.
I know, and I kind of heard the hesitation there. And lastly, only because you didn't answer, a nonagon is a shape with how many sides?
Nine.
I was going to say nine.
Yeah.
You know what? Shannon, don't worry about it. Sign up again.
But that's 7 out of 10.
I know. We'd love to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for playing today.
Close.
And you should sign up as well if you haven't already. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
What is April? It's National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, I think.
Yes.
Practice safe driving.
And everyone thinks distracted driving ends at your phone. Like, that's the big, it's like a distracted driver. Okay, put my phone down, guys.
Well, if you want to go into everything.
There are.
People say listening to the radio is distracted driving.
I don't see it, but you know what? Fine. Now, there are a lot of things that we do that are messed up. One of which, eating while driving, they say, is like one of the biggest forms of distracted driving, right? And they say, some people think, oh, it's just like a snack, something handheld. No. Most of the people that eat while they drive, they say they have had risky meals behind the wheels. An example of a risky meal, a rack of ribs.
No.
Or soup.
No one's trying to eat soup behind the wheel.
Trying to drive around with like a full charcuterie
tray.
That's
just a hazard. Maybe it's a gazpacho.
Creating content while driving.
I've seen that.
This is one that I've seen far too many times. And it's always very upsetting when I see it, where you drive up and you're kind of looking over and you see someone in full rant. And then you realize that they've got a camera up too. They do one of those, like, I'm going to give you my 2 cents while I drive videos or anything. It's like, but they say it's one of the worst things you can do. And people do it all the time.
Well, it's because you're looking at yourself in the camera.
Yeah. You're not focusing on, you're focusing
you
on your
face,
hot take.
You're looking at your face. I don't even think it's the words you're saying, because people talk to themselves in their cars all the time.
Yeah.
You might be rehearsing if you've got a presentation or speech or something, or going through like interview questions, your pitch.
Yeah.
I think that's very common.
I know we were just talking about the Lauren Elena Get Ready With Me video. Getting ready while you are on the way somewhere. Makeup, you know, whatever, hair, whatever you're doing. You're doing something to, you know, because it's car time. You're like, hey, I've got this 30-minute drive. I'm just going to use that. And
right.
But, yeah, like, there's so many crazy things that people get up to. And I'm always fascinated by it because, like, people will find a way to do almost anything behind the wheel of a car. Literally anything. Especially here. Especially here.
What have you seen?
Oh, what have I seen? I'll get into that. What have you seen? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Just for the sake of conversation, what is the craziest thing you've seen someone doing behind the wheel here in Houston? Call us, text us. We'll talk to you coming up.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Talking craziest thing you've seen on the highways, like someone try and do as they're driving.
Yeah, I'm going to narrow it down to this week for me. The people with the iPad Pro that you can clearly see they are watching TV while they drive, to me. And I'm not talking about, like, some people will stream TV and listen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it's up.
It's on the
above the wheel. It's up at the top of the wheel. And they're just staring right at it. Staring. It could be a Zoom. I mean, how do I, like, that's just the one recently. Can you top that? I'm guessing the answer is yes. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I didn't see it personally, but I remember someone telling me once they saw someone playing a guitar. Maybe not a full-on guitar, maybe like a little ukulele, but they are definitely playing a musical instrument.
Why? All right, let's see what y'all have. Christy, what's the craziest thing you've seen on these streets?
I have actually seen somebody painting their toenails while driving down the road.
So the foot on
the dashboard.
Oh, no.
You know, foot up there by the steering wheel. And I don't know how she was doing it, but she was doing it.
I don't even know how you would steer with your knee at that point.
You're definitely using more than one hand, right?
Because you got to hold the bottle.
You got to hold the bottle. You want bottle? Okay, so let's think this through. I'm going to guess. Okay, so foot up on the dash, bottle in the left hand.
Bottle in the left hand, and then, holding the steering wheel,
dear God.
And then the right hand using
her thumb was holding the steering wheel, controlling that car.
That is a nightmare. That is an absolute nightmare.
Is that better
nightmare.
Or worse than a computer?
I'm going with worse.
Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Logan, what wild stuff have you seen people pulling behind the wheel?
I'd have to say getting dressed from top to bottom and then doing their hair and makeup.
Getting dressed?
How long?
Like putting a shirt over their head?
Yeah. Explain this. What did you see?
Taking their eyes off the road and putting their shirt on, and they're taking their shoes and putting their pants on.
Wait.
Tell the pants.
Shirt on.
You can tell the pants because that's when
you have to do the little scoop.
A little bit.
You got to do the scoop. Yeah, exactly. Right. Pants, shoes, and then continue.
Maybe the shirt was a button down.
How long were you beside this person is the other question.
We were all in traffic going through downtown.
Okay, were you stopped? Were you stopped completely?
Yeah.
We were a stop and go.
Okay.
So that's the
tricky.
Other thing
that's
is because like
if you're gridlocked
and it's six lanes deep, there's nothing around you but cars.
And you got to get comfy. And might as well.
Then I think excuses can be made at that point.
I feel the same way at red lights.
That's
where you apply your mascara.
You have exactly like just count it down 30 seconds.
As soon as it turns green,
yeah,
you have to eyes on the road.
Then it's back to business.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, yeah, take your liberties where you can take them. Just don't do it when it's like 80 miles an hour down I-10.
No.
That's the problem. Dude.
That's a death wish.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Hey-o, it's lawn mowing season again.
It's always lawn mowing season.
It's always.
Spoiler alert, if you live where it rains.
Always lawn mowing.
Which we do now.
Season, good Lord, it never ends. But the question is, are you mowing the lawn correctly? And the answer is probably not. Number one, in things you're supposed to do, but you probably don't, always mowing in the same direction. They say you probably alternate on each pass and go back and forth, but like they mean switching it up every time that you mow. So basically start from one side and work to the other. You know what I mean? Like alternate it, because if you mow it all.
They still mean to alternate it.
No, they do. They do.
But so don't always go the same way.
Exactly. Try to.
They don't mean go down and then come around and then go up. And then come around and
because,
then go up.
Because you'll give your grass the lean, is what they say. Your grass is going to have a lean to it, and that is a problem. Starting in the middle, who starts in the middle?
No one.
You go to the center of your lawn. Okay, this is good. This makes me feel a lot better about my lawn skills. Because I've done a lot of things that are probably not to be done. I have never started in the middle of the lawn.
You'll start in the middle of the night.
Well, that's different.
No, it's not.
That is so different. Depends on the month we're talking about.
Another story for another time.
Okay. Using the wrong mower for the job. They say don't use a riding mower unless you're doing like a half acre or more, because it's just hard to maneuver and yeah.
I don't know. I see those lawn crews in really tiny yards, and they're. I mean, I guess they're pros.
Well, dude, that's the thing.
Because they mow all kinds.
Yeah. They're experts.
Use the equipment they have.
They have the mastery over their tool. And that's what you need to get. I have never seen a lawn that's too small for a riding lawnmower.
No.
In my life. I don't care. Anything is better than just pushing that thing in the middle of July. Oh, finally, you've never sharpened the blades. Dull blades can tear your grass. Who cares?
Tear your grass. You don't want them too sharp either, I don't think.
Yeah, that's how you lose a toe. Don't let that. It still happens, y'all. It still happens. No, yeah, you don't want them. Like dull grass blade or like dull blades mess up your grass. You can buy a sharpener online for about $10. But you're right, Katie. Razor sharp blades are more likely to chip if they hit a rock. Mm-hmm. So you're aiming for about as sharp as a kitchen knife, but not as sharp as a razor blade. If you have that type of dedication to getting your lawn done, like I'll give you the ultimate tip. Pay a guy $100. That is the answer to all of your woes.
Is that how much it costs now?
I mean, I might be getting ripped off, but pay a guy $100 has never done me wrong.
Okay.
World of lawn care.
We might have to bring this back up.
About how much it costs to find a decent. I thought I was getting a steal at $100.
I haven't done it in a while.
Really?
But back in College Station,
yeah.
When I lived there, I paid a guy $20 to do my front and backyard.
You monster! You monster! You did $20?
He said he would do it for $20.
He gave you the 20. He said, yeah, $20 is done.
Because I called him and I said, hey, I really need someone to do this. I'm not home very often.
$20.
What's your rate? And he said, well, I'll do it for $20. And he was not like a college kid. He was like a man.
He was a grown man.
Who had a business.
This is coming back up tomorrow.
It wasn't all that long ago, but I mean, it was.
Now, yeah, you know what? I might be getting, based on that, I'm absolutely getting robbed. 13
years?
13 years ain't long enough to get down to 20. that's 1950s prices, Katie. Anyway, you guys have a great day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.